We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Hey friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته How are you all? I hope you're doing great by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now it's time for you to guess our today's topic. So the two hints are, so the first hint is that this was also discussed in one of our previous episodes. And the second hint is, it has three states, solid, liquid and gas. And now I'm talking about the solid state. Did you guess it? Well, the right answer is ice.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So before starting, let me tell you that how ice is made. So ice starts with water, as you all know. Water can change shape and state when it is frozen or put in a container or melted. Well, water doesn't melt, it evaporates. Well, let's start with the ice. When ice is put in room temperature, it melts down to water. And when water is boiled, it boils down, it goes up into steam. Well, take ice. Put it on your table where it is room temperature. It will melt into water in less than 1 minute. And now take that water and boil it up. Now that water will evaporate into the air, creating gas. Well, these are the three states. Solid ice, liquid water, and gas evaporated water. So now let me explain how all this works. Well, I explained to you about atoms in one of my previous episodes. Now, what are atoms? Atoms are the building blocks of anything. As you can see this table right here, this mug, and this piece. These are all made up of atoms. Everything is made of atoms. When two or more atoms combine, it creates a molecule. And as we all know, that water is H2O. And why is it called that? Because it has one atom of hydrogen and two atoms of oxygen. When they combine, it creates a drop of water. And this is a molecule. So when we take a molecule and put it in water, it can flow here and there. The molecules can go everywhere. They are free to go. They are not that close, not that far. When heat gets into the water, they spread really far and they don't have weight left in them. So they flow in the air. And when they feed together, they combine, they squeeze into each other. And that is how ice is created. But you might be wondering, where does all this cold air come from? Well, that is where the Arctic comes in. And as you might know that the Arctic is mainly popular for its cold and it has ice everywhere. So that works as our natural AC or air conditioner as you know it. As I have told you before that 75% of our planet is water. And from all that water, 97.5 is salt water that is no use for us for drinking or doing wudu or even bathing. So we need fresh water. And let me tell you that from that fresh water, 70% of that fresh water is ice. Just imagine this. Take these four pencils as example. This is the earth. These three are water. This is land. these three are water. 97.5 of this is salt water. So these two go inside, and we just have this little piece right here left with us. Now this little piece is 70% ice. So now what do we have to drink? This little area. This is what we use to drink, bath, and do many things with. Well, just imagine now. How much water is there? We only use for drinking and everything. For drinking, bathing, and every use. 70% is ice, so we only have 30% we use for water. Just imagine how much water is there on planet Earth. And ice covers up most of that clean water we can use. Well, that is where glaciers come in. Glaciers are melting slowly and slowly, but not be happy. This is a bad sign, as global warming can rise really fast. If the glaciers melt, we won't have anything to cool down our planet. And if you're thinking that glaciers should melt and we should get all that ice and all that water to drink and do stuff, well, you are wrong right there. If those glaciers melt, they would go through mud, dirt, and the water would get even messier. And the water would get worse, and it wouldn't be able to drink even then. So we should let the glaciers sit right there and cool our planet as we sit on our rooftops and enjoy the breeze. And as you can see around me, I am sitting on a rooftop and it is really good out here. As you all know, summers have arrived and it is so hot in the morning. But sometimes, just imagine if those breezes of wind that hit you when it is really, really hot and you feel comfortable weren't there. Just imagine if the glaciers melted and there wouldn't be any winter for you to enjoy. And just imagine when you are drinking water and it's hot, what do you use to cool it down? Yes, ice. You use ice. And when it's winter, what calms you down the most? The ice, the snowfall, the wonderful place outside where there. And just think about it. All the snowfalls in the world stopped. There wouldn't be any snow. There wouldn't be anything to play off. There wouldn't be anything to play with. There wouldn't be anything to make snowballs. So we should thank Allah Azawajal that He gave us this wonderful gift of snow. As you might already know, that the closer you live to the equator, the hotter it will get. And where is the place that is the most far to the equator? Well, you guessed right. It is the South and North Pole. The South and North Pole contain a lot of ice and a lot of big glaciers. Well, I can't tell you the biggest glacier in the world because we don't know yet. Because nobody is tough enough to go to the North or South Poles. Because it is really, really, really frosty over there. And a person who goes there will be freezed alive. So kids, now it is time for a quiz. Get ready, because I'm going to question. So kids, get ready, because it is time for a quiz about this episode. Whatever I have told you before, I'm going to ask you some questions about it. I will give you 5 seconds for every question that you can answer. First question, what is the color of ice? I will start off with the easy one. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Your time is up. The right answer was white. If glaciers melt, when they run down, can you put a cup and drink the water from it and will it be clean? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The right answer was no, because it would gather up all the dirt and sand near it. Another question, which place is the coldest and has the most ice on planet Earth? There are 2 places. Tell me both of those names. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Your time is up. The right answer is the North and South Pole.
Alhamdulillah, we thank you, Allah, we
thank you, Allah.
Which place is the hottest on planet Earth? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The right answer is the place nearest to the equator.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
How many states does water have? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The right answer is 3, solid, liquid, and gas. Which state is ice from the 3 states? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The right answer was solid. Now let's head over back to our episode. You might be wondering, when we put ice inside water, it cools up the water. Well, how does that happen, you might be wondering. Let me tell you. The cooling process actually happens in stages. When you first put ice, you might have seen that it floats on the top. First, it cools down the top layer. And when you drink the water, you only drink the top layer. Slowly, you go down and down and down. Well, if you leave the glass and put a little ice in it, it will float up. It will cool the top layer of water. Then the top layer will cool the bottom one, and this will go on and on and on until the whole glass is cold. And then you can drink cold and nice water. In the old times, ice was really hard to get, as people would have to go to places where ice was already there. There weren't any freezers or refrigerators in where they could make ice. So kids, we should thank Allah that He gave us the knowledge so we could create ACs and refrigerators, freezers, so we don't have to go through the hassle of going somewhere and getting the ice and coming back. We just put water in a container, then freeze it overnight, and then we get ice. Just imagine, ACs weren't there, freezers weren't there. You wouldn't be able to drink cold water or stay inside your house and stay in a cold place. Well, we should thank Allah Azza wa Jal that He gave us the mind to create these things. So kids, unfortunately, it is time to end my program. Keep watching Madri Channel English. It is time for me to leave. Allow me so I can go. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. We find